As you know, a lot is happening in baseball as far as performance-enhancing drugs. Biogenesis this time. Last time it was Balco. And so we thought we'd get a proper perspective on all of this from Victor Conti, who was the founder and president of Balco. Victor, I was interested in something you said in a story that I read. You said, "I don't think we've learned much from Balco to Biogenesis. There's a lack of genuine interest by Major League Baseball in catching the athletes." Can you explain a little bit further?
Well, that is what I believe to be true. And they ask about, are there more Balcos? Are there more Biogenesis? I think there are a lot of them, and I don't think that's the problem. I said a year ago, when Melky Cabrera from the Giants tested positive, to expect more of these, that the biggest loophole in anti-doping was the TE ratio, because it's normal is a 1-to-1 testosterone to epitestosterone ratio. They allow a 4-to-1. So it's very easy with the fast-acting forms of delivery of testosterone, the orals, gels, creams, where they can take this and it spikes for a matter of a few hours and then it's back down below the allowable limit. So until they use this more expensive test called CIR, carbon isotope ratio testing, it's very easy for these guys to use testosterone after a game, and by the time they show up at the ballpark the next day, they're within the allowable limit. So it's just a huge loophole, and until they close that, it doesn't matter where these guys are getting these various forms of testosterone, the use will continue to be rampant.
Victor, you can help me understand something, and I'm sure all the fans around the country as well. Take us inside the mentality and the character core of athletes, especially after what happened in the late 90s and also into the early 2000s, that they would continue to do this sort of thing.
Well, there's a tremendous incentive in terms of the financial aspect, and athletes have a mindset of use or lose. They believe that they have to do what they have to do in order to be competitive. So until they're convinced that the testing is effective, they will continue to believe that the guy they're competing against for that dollar, for those that financial reward, is using, then they feel that they have to use too. So you've got to close the loophole. Major League Baseball indicated, you know, that they were going to increase the number of carbon isotope ratio tests that they do, specifically for synthetic testosterone, a year ago. But let's just say they do, on average, they test players twice a year. Once at training camp, I call that an IQ test because all you have to do is taper off and hardly anybody tests positive there, and then once randomly during the season. Well, most players view this as a green light that thereafter they can use whatever they want because they're not going to be tested. Unless they've had a previous positive test and they're being target tested and tested more times in the season. But let's just say they do 4,000 tests on an annual basis total. I would be willing to bet that they probably do less than 25 carbon isotope ratio tests, which is far less than 1%. So even if they double that amount and did 50, they're still going to be less than 1%. So until they do a significant number of these tests, which can detect testosterone up to 2 weeks after use, instead of not being able to detect it a matter of 6 hours after use, like the current test, the TE ratio test, this mess is going to continue.
Is there a bankruptcy as far as competitive morality? I mean, I know that athletes have always bent the rules along the way for decades upon decades, but I mean, has it reached a point now where nobody cares whether they're competing against a fellow athlete honestly or not?
Well, I think they do care. Fans want to know, regardless of sport, that what they're seeing is the real deal. They don't want to find out later that this or that record that was established was done with the use of performance-enhancing drugs. So you see these cases of a shot putter who wins a silver medal recently, Adam Nelson, and then, you know, they go back retroactively and test these samples, and 4 years or 8 years later, they take the medal away. It's just in the world of combat sport, UFC and boxing, I mean, the objective is not to hit the ball over a fence or run faster than the guy in the lane next to you. It's to do as much bodily harm as you can. So I think that fans do care, regardless of what they say. I know they continue to tune in and they watch no matter what, but what choice do they have? They're going to watch whether there's rampant use of drugs or not.
Well, I was talking about the athletes themselves, about the morality of competing athlete to athlete and whether they care that they're doing it honestly or not.
I think they've been doing this back to the use or lose mentality. I think they're still of the belief that the testing is inept and the other guy is doing it, so they really have no choice. And it's, believe me, that's wrong. It's all wrong. And what happened with me and the reason I made that decision to go down the slippery slope is when I learned that an Olympic official told me that there was some positive drug tests that were covered up, and I knew that for sure, and I knew that those who received the majority of the financial gain from sport, let's say, were in on this. It just made me decide to join the culture. Now, it was a bad decision. It was a wrong decision, but I understand how these athletes make that decision. And, you know, I do believe that if they can significantly reduce the use, people are, in baseball, the players are not using designer steroids like back in the Balco day. They have went old school. They're back to using fast-acting testosterone. And until they close this loophole, and it can very easily be done. If they've got multi-millions of dollars to chase around Biogenesis with this investigation, they can invest that same dollar in improving the testing, and you'd see a lot more people with positive drug tests and suspensions. Also, I believe the consequences or the length of the suspensions, really, Olympic sport, you get 2 years for a first offense. In baseball, you get 50 games. In the NFL, it's a quarter of a season, 4 games. I mean, it's a slap on the wrist.
And also, Major League Baseball and even NFL to some degree, because if you get caught using a performance-enhancing drug, you could be suspended 4 games. Instead of, as you said, in track and field, it's a lot longer than that, a couple of years. But those sports, are they not scared to death that if they get serious about testing and they find a number of cheaters, it's going to decimate the sport, not only in performance, but also in credibility with the fans?
I agree completely, and I think that's why they're looking away. That's why I said when you heard me during the interview say that there's a lack of a genuine interest. I think they're financially afraid. Because they know that this is not good for business, and they've had a lot of these tests, and I don't think that they're going to... It's about propaganda. I believe this. They had a bunch of people attached to this Biogenesis, like 25 players. It was like shooting fish in a bowl. So they're going to make a big deal of this, and they're going to suspend some players, but... I just like you said, Balco was 10 years ago, and it surprises you that they're still doing the same thing now. Until they improve the ineptness of the testing, they're going to have this another 10 years from now. You'll be saying the same thing.
So then, Victor, what you're saying, and you and I have talked about this for a long time, that the testing has caught up with the cheating. It's just the way that it's not being implemented by the pro sports leagues.
Yes, this carbon isotope ratio test, the CIR test that I'm speaking about specifically for synthetic testosterone, was brought into use in the mid-1990s. It's been here for a very long time. Now, they claimed that it was expensive, but what tipped the scale for me was when baseball said, okay, we have the money to do growth hormone testing. Well, that's a $400 test. Well, then why don't you have the same $400 to do carbon isotope ratio testing? People need to understand that growth hormone is not anabolic. Growth hormone does not enhance performance. It's called anti-catabolic, meaning you make the gains using anabolic steroids or testosterone, and then the growth hormone may help you maintain those gains throughout the season when you've used the steroids during the off season, and they may make your muscles bigger and they may burn body fat, but they do not increase strength or speed. They would not be, causing an increase in home runs. It's about the use of the anabolic substances, and they have now, because they changed the rules, designer steroids are not being developed like they were before. Used to be two prongs. The first was it was similar in structure to testosterone for a new molecule. The second was there had to be scientific evidence showing that it promoted muscle growth. Post-Balco, they removed that second prong. So they do something called a mass spectrogram fragmentation pattern, and if it's similar in structure, the molecule to testosterone, they don't even need to know the name of it, and they can formally file doping charges. So what they did is from the new designers and what's going to be the next clear and the cream, they went back, and they're just using fast-acting testosterone, and they're flying under the radar with this 4-to-1 allowable limit for TE ratio.
We got about 45 seconds left, but when Balco was doing business, what percentage of athletes, particularly baseball players, were involved, and how does that compare to the percentage you think are using now today?
Well, I said back then that I felt 50% were using some sort of anabolic steroid and 80% were using some sort of stimulant. As you know, the stimulant use is much less now because they are testing and there was no testing before. I think there's slightly less use of anabolic testosterone now, but I don't think it's much. If it was, you know, 50% before, it might be 40% now. Some of the players are afraid. You know, they're seeing this, but the incentive's too great, and I don't think there's a real significant reduction.
Well, Vicar, I want to thank you. You've always been the same voice in the crowd talking about this, and you've been in here a number of times. I want to thank you for giving us an update and explaining it to the fans around the world. Take care, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
Vicar Conte with us again. He was the founder and president of Balco, and you know where that was back with in the 90s and the early 2000s with the performance-enhancing drugs, and here he is talking about it again. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.